Well, welcome back, my friends, to Talk Up with Trina. This is Trina Kirkland, and welcome to your favorite podcast, where we talk about anything and everything, from politics to religion to nursing, which is what I love. That's my passion, especially older people. I talk about CPR. I talk about I read the devotionals mostly because that's where I'm focused right now. If I get somebody to tell me something that they want to talk about or enter into a conversation, I talk about everything. I am a very diverse person, so I have opinions about everything, and I just want to talk. So I am going to finish up the devotional today, sadly, so... But I will be referring back to this book, The Secrets of the Vine, Devotional and Journal by Dr. Bruce Wilkinson. And we are on the last day of our 31-day devotional. And it has taken me quite a bit longer than 31 days. But you know how we get challenged when we are doing something that is good, that is going to help someone else, that it always doesn't go the way that we want it to. But... glory be to God, I am finishing today with day 31, the face of fruitfulness. So please stay tuned for the reading of the devotional. Day 31, the face of fruitfulness. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. John 15, 12, and 13. I've never met Amy, but she holds a special place in my heart. She's a wife and the mother of two kids from Florida who attended one of my seminars on fruitfulness several years ago. Recently, I received a letter from her that I want to share with you. That weekend, when I heard you speak, Amy's letter begins, I was struggling with my dependence on alcohol. For years, I justified my habit, pointing out to my husband and even my two small kids that it wasn't wrong to drink, even every day, unless I got drunk. When I attended your seminar, I knew God was convicting me of sin in this area, but I resisted. Just as you predicted, God wasn't going to give up. Finally, the pain in my life drove me to my knees, and I attended my first accountability group in the basement of a local church. It was there that I met Shelly. She was single and lonely. We began to get together for coffee after the meetings. Soon it became obvious that Shelly was searching for God. Hesitantly, I began to talk to her about Jesus. Every time I said his name, her eyes welled with tears. Finally, one night she asked me to pray the prayer of salvation with her. Amy's letter went on to explain that in the coming year, she watched Shelley begin a Christian singles study that grew into a vital ministry. But when Shelley relocated, the two lost touch. Her letter continued. Then one morning, as I drank my coffee and read the paper, a name caught my eye and stuck there. The name was Shelley's. The date was yesterday. The age was hers. And so was the accident. Shelley had died instantly when the truck hit her car head on. Even as my tears splashed on the newsprint, I knew without a doubt that Shelley was safe in God's arms. And in the days that followed, including Shelley's memorial service, attended by over 500 people, bearing fruit took on a whole new meaning for me. I kept thinking, what if I hadn't responded to God's discipline? Now I feel such an intense urgency to produce a harvest for God. I'll never look at my life the same way again. My friend, it is exactly this kind of urgency that I hope you experience today. I believe Jesus felt it that night in the vineyard. Our Savior knew that death waited for him just around the corner. But first, there were things that needed to be said. Memorable word pictures, secrets of the vine. Notice how Jesus concluded his sermon on fruit bearing. He put it in very human terms. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Then he went willingly to the cross because he loved us more than his own life. That's what it takes to bear eternal fruit. We are called to die every day, to sin, to personal rights, to self, and then to reach with all our might for the new life God offers. Are you willing, my friend? When you leave this book, I want you to remember the lessons of the vineyard and the metaphor of fruitfulness. But when you stand before your Father in heaven, you probably won't see a single grape. Instead, you'll see faces. Your fruit will crowd around you, smiling and nodding. They are people you took one step closer to Christ. They are the ones who blossomed because of your words and deeds. Some would not be there were it not for your singular passion to be fruitful for God's glory. And the vine dresser will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Jesus talked about grapes to show how God works in our lives and what he wants most from us. Jesus wanted us to know what really counts in this life. Every word of this devotional has been intended to give you a clearer sense of what really counts and to help you pour your life into exactly that right now. I hope you never look at your life the same again. And I will leave you with this Bible verse from Colossians 1, 9 and 10. For this reason, we ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Thank you, my beloved friends, for listening to my reading of The Secrets of the Vine devotional and journal by Dr. Bruce Wilkinson.